Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But we are joined by guests, are we not, Maggie?
We are. We have the lovely Chris Kane from Sight for Light.
Good afternoon.
And he's brought a friend with him, and that's Mark O'Sullivan. And he's from the sensory department of Sight for Light, if you like.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, both of you.
Good afternoon.
Can I get you a little bit close to this microphone? Thank you very much. Right, okay, so Chris, you've been in and out of here a few times. So
yes.
What's going on?
Well, we've got... Again, with the summer season coming up, we've got some activities happening, blah, 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 but I might save that for next month.
Okay, fine, yeah.
So I brought my colleague Mark to have a chat about the sensory service. He's part of White Sense.
Yes.
Which is obviously the umbrella site for White.
Yeah.
So he's going to have a little chat and tell you what he does or what they do.
Okay, so over to you, Mark. What is it that White Sense does?
Well, White Sense is basically a sensory service. We work from within Sight for White. It's a free service for people who are living with or who are affected by a loss of hearing, loss of sight, or right. People who are dual sensory.
Okay.
So this is help in terms of emotional support or physical support or a bit of everything?
Well, it's a bit of everything. I mean, basically, it's practical support to start with. So we will go out and provide assessments for people, work out exactly what they need, what equipment we can provide for them, what the practical support is, and then we'll put that in place and support them.
Okay, and is this, these assessments, they're free of charge, are they?
Yeah, this whole service is free at point of contact, so there's no charge for it at all.
Okay.
That's brilliant.
So the equipment, and the practical equipment, so my mind immediately goes to things like visual smoke alarms and things like that.
Exactly that, yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. So we will provide... for clients that are hearing impaired, we'll provide equipment that has some sort of visual stimulus on it. So flashing doorbells, we have, for instance, with smoke alarms, we provide vibrating pads, which you can put under the pillow. Mm-hmm. So if your smoke alarm goes off at night, it'll wake you up. We provide TV listeners for people that are hard of hearing, enable them to hear the TV.
So this is something like maybe... either a remote set of headphones or an induction loop type system?
Yes, that's right, yes. It's very popular. In fact, it's our most popular piece of equipment, actually.
Well, because if you've got someone who's hard of hearing and somebody who isn't, they're not going to sit there and have the television at full volume and put up with that for very long.
Well, that's right, yeah. We my colleague and I did a talk last week, actually, about the service and the equipment, and she made a joke and said that the TV listeners had actually saved marriages. So
I reckon they have.
That's
they
actually
do,
quite
yes.
true.
But they do.
So do you have things like vibrating clocks to put under your pillow?
Yes, we do. We do. We provide liquid level indicators for people that are visually impaired.
Oh, yeah.
So right. we've got a very wide range of equipment. One of the things we can do as well, because we have a budget for the equipment, is if there's a bespoke piece of equipment that we need to buy for somebody that we don't have in stock, we can do that as well.
All right, that's good.
Okay.
So can you refer people to either the guide dogs for the blind or hearing dogs?
Yes, we do. One of the things we recognise is that although the service is quite wide in terms of the support we can provide, we're also aware we can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we will support clients as far as we can, and then at the point that we need to basically refer them to another service like guide dogs, for instance, or maybe the CAB, Citizens Advice Bureau, we'll do that and support them in that referral process.
Brilliant, yeah.
So the equipment, let's say you've got some kind of hearing thing or a level indicator, that's on loan to the client?
Yes, it's on what we call a permanent loan. Mm-hmm. So basically the equipment is given to a client for as long as they need it. If they have it so long that it wears out, we will provide another piece of equipment for them as well.
Okay. Excellent stuff.
Brilliant.
So there's a whole range of this stuff out there which people don't realise, isn't there?
Oh, it's massive. We've got a very long list of items, too long to go through here, actually, but we've got a very long list of things that we can provide. And, of course, the other thing is, as well as technology being what it is, there's new equipment coming up all the time,
yes,
which
indeed.
We look at.
So, you're going to say something, Maggie.
So, you're not just providing equipment. Do you provide things like the Sight for White do, which is mix and mingle type things?
Yes, we
people?
Do. Yes, bear in mind we've only started with Sight for White on the 1st of April.
Yes.
We're hoping in about a month's time to start a series of coffee mornings.
Yep.
For our clients, so they can come into the to Millbrook House, mm-hmm. sit and have a coffee, meet the team, and meet other people too.
Okay.
Brilliant.
And this is on the hearing side. This is largely for hard of hearing people rather than sign language users.
We support both, actually.
You do.
So for those individuals that are hard of hearing that rely on BSL as a main form of communication,
yeah,
we can provide that support too.
Okay, it's worth knowing.
Excellent.
How do people get referred to yourself? Do they have to go through their GP, or maybe sort of turn up at the door? What?
Well, people come to us through three pathways, basically. They either self-refer, so, for instance, okay. somebody might hear what we've got to say about the service today and actually ring us tomorrow. We've got referrals that come from friends and family. Mm-hmm. And we also have referrals that come from what we call third-party organisations, like Community Action, Isle of Wight, mm-hmm. GP Surgeries, yeah. Age UK, yeah. you know.
So you circulate your availability through these agencies as well?
Absolutely, and anybody can refer to us by either ringing us on our main number, which is 01983 240 222, or they can email us at info@whitesense.org.uk.
info@whitesense.org.uk. Well, we'll add that to our Facebook page, and we'll do that a bit later on. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, not at the moment.
Can I just say that the offices are open Monday to Friday, 9 till 5, so there will be someone there to answer the phones.
Okay. And you accept calls to the relay service, presumably?
Yes, we do, yes.
I thought you might.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.